Psycho-Man.
No.
All right, so we are. Whoop! Am I overdriving this thing? Give me a little ABC docking there.
A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P. All right. Q R S.
That's good. That's good. We're good. Okay. And here we go. Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to the Motorcycle Man Podcast. This is episode 430. And joining me today here in the V-Twin Cafe is our good friend, Mr. Larry Marshall. Larry, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks, Ted.
is
pleasure being on again, man.
That little pause made me wonder if you even wanted to do this.
Well, I was trying to think of what to say. I was going to say something clever, and I'm not that bright.
Welcome to the club. So it's good to have you back. And how you been? Been good, yes?
I've been great, man. It's been a pretty good start to the riding season so far.
Yeah.
We didn't have as long of a winter as we typically have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been out and actually got a fair amount of miles on the bike this year already.
Really? When did the snow finally go away for you guys? Larry's in Minnesota, by the way.
Oh man, I think the last snow was actually like March, mid-March,
really?
Which is early for us.
No kidding.
So yeah, it was. In fact, it might have been early March.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
well, so we're 3 months. Wow, it's coming up on 3 months, I guess.
Yeah, we have this motorcycle show locally. It's actually a really big one. It's called the Donnie. I think I mentioned it before on the show. It's called the Donnie Smith Bike Show.
Okay.
And Donnie Smith is a local legendary bike builder.
Okay.
His name is on the show, but it happens at the beginning of March. And so there have been a few years where people have actually ridden to the show.
Okay.
And I think this was one of the years where a few people could actually ride. It was rainy, but
really?
I think I saw a few bikes going down the street.
Wow.
So, yeah. It gets like, I think the show overall attendance gets like something like 20,000 people.
Wow.
Through the doors.
That's
over 2 days.
That's a nice show. Damn.
Yeah. I'll tell you that, and I'm not trying to like hijack, you know, the conversation.
Hijack away. It's okay.
But like you'll get names, and I'm sure your audience has probably heard of like Clockworks.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Brian Clock will show up to the show. On the East Coast, they probably heard of like Dave Perowitz, who's a famous painter,
okay,
bike painter and builder. He's at the show. All these big name folks are at the show, and they have it's a bike contest, a builder contest. So I actually was in it. Oh man, I think it's been like 10 years now. 10 years ago, and actually one of my bikes came in second at the show.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Look at you. I never knew this Larry bit of Larry history. Come on. Wow. What bike did you have in it?
I had a Victory Highball that
I had
heavily customized.
Oh yeah.
It was regular V-twin engine, but I had some work done to it.
Mm-hmm.
That bad boy would throw like 117 horses and 107 no, I think it was 717 horses and 120 foot-pounds of torque.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So think of like it was Victory's version of, say, the FXR.
Wow. Right? Okay.
And it would FXR, is that right? The Dyna. I'm sorry. It was Victory's version of the Dyna.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Damn. So imagine that thing pulling wheelies.
With mini
ape hanger handlebars. And yeah, that thing was nasty.
Yeah, somehow I could see that happening. Wow. Hey, listen, before we get started, I want to do a little bit of business. Okay, if you want to support the podcast, you get over to Buy Us a Coffee, and you can get us a coffee. Doesn't mean Dunkin' Donuts, anything but Starbucks. Okay. You can buy us a coffee, and that helps the show keep going. Also, you can sign up on our mailing list on the website, and then you'll get early notifications of when new episodes are coming out. And I think I'm going to start blogging just for the hell of it, just to see what happens, you know. And don't forget, buy my book, damn it. Yeah, my book is out there. You can get audiobook, which is on Audible, of course. You can also get the paperback or the ebook if you're into that kind of thing. Larry's about to get my book because he said he's very eager to read up on that. And yeah, thank you. So get out there, buy my book, and make me money. Is that too obvious and too straightforward? I don't know.
Nah, man, we're good, man. I think people know this ain't a money making venture.
Yeah, yeah. The podcast dollars are just rolling in.
It's a passion project.
Yeah. Don't forget to check out the Ride with Ted videos on YouTube, and go check out Larry's videos on YouTube, the V-Twin blog. He's got like one or two videos there, right?
Literally, I do.
What happens? Would you just let it die?
You know, I realize I have a face for
radio, right? I get it. That's
radio,
what I
mean. Yeah. And text.
Well, that's okay. We don't have to see your face. You know, you can just continue to do the your videos, because I thought your videos were pretty cool.
Well, Eric does really good videos.
Well, Eric's videos probably would be great for like Pornhub or something like that. Yes. I don't know.
or what's that? Fail Army or whatever? Yeah. I think it's like Fail Jackass. Army. That's the word I'm looking. Yeah, that's the one I'm looking for. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, get some more videos up there. That's pretty cool. I'm a subscriber. I am a subscriber.
Oh, to your right channel. On.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. So anyway, so Larry, this past weekend, you went to some motorcycle races, didn't you?
I did. I went to Road America. So Road America is in, they say it's in Plymouth, Wisconsin, and they say it's in Elkhart Lake. It's like two bordering states, the cities border each other.
Now, I think wait it actually a minute. Covers. Is that different from Moto America?
So Moto America is the company.
Okay.
They are the racing
governing body.
Thank you, governing body. See, I'm not too bright. they're the racing governing body that does like King of the Baggers. Supercross, American Supercross, and I think they do American Flat Track too. But I think Flat Track is kind of slowly dying out, at least popularity wise.
Yeah, wonder why.
But yeah, I went to see King of the Baggers this weekend.
Damn, and that was good. So, give me a little rundown on about who won.
Okay, so I was there Saturday. I had to leave Sunday to get back home for a family commitment that I am very proud. Well, I'm just gonna say it. My daughter is in dance classes, and it was her last performance of the year.
Oh, wow.
Or okay. Season. So oh, I good. Made sure, wanted to make sure I got back.
Absolutely. Back. Yes. Can't miss that.
And I'm going to throw a shout out to my daughter, Lena.
Does she listen? She doesn't listen to the show. She's going to listen to this episode.
She probably, she's 10, so she probably should.
Okay.
She'll listen to the first 10 minutes, and then I'll have to turn it off. But
are we going that way? I don't know. Okay. But go on.
Well, yeah, so I went to, I saw the King of the Baggers, day one, Wyman. I always forget his name. Travis, I believe it's Travis Wyman.
And Kyle Wyman. You're thinking Kyle. Kyle
thank
Wyman.
You.
Okay.
Kyle won day one.
Okay.
Another Harley came in second, and a Harley came in third.
Okay.
On day one.
Okay.
But, turns out, Your folks are going to love me after this. Harley cheated.
Wait, what do you mean they cheated?
They cheated, man. So I guess the guy who came in third was running too high of RPMs.
Wow.
And really? Yeah. So there must be a limit as to how high RPMs you can run, but they maybe had tweaked the bike so it ran a little faster.
Oh, so actually. Really? He broke the rules.
So he wound up getting disqualified. And Tyler O'Hara, who is my favorite racer, he races for India, but he's my favorite racer.
Okay.
I've met him once or twice. He's been like really nice.
Wow.
He wound up getting third. And then day two, India actually won. They took first on the podium.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, And I have a friend of mine who's a very big Indian motorcycle guy.
Yeah.
he said he thought that it was, and I'll give him, if you don't mind, I'll give him a shout out too.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
He goes by Riding Fish. He thought that maybe Indian placed first on day two because Harley got caught cheating and there was about their riding, but or got disqualified. I'm not going to say cheating. That's the wrong way to say it. But maybe they had to tone the bikes down so they didn't, you know, they didn't break any rules.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, so as far as it goes for the showing, and now we're going to talk about this in a minute, but there is, it's all basically Harley Davidson and Indian teams made up of Harley Davidson and Indian riders. So as far as it goes for the placings, for say the first five places, would you say it was about even for both days, or for, I mean, well, how many races per day were there?
There were only two full races per day.
That's it.
There were two final races. There was qualifying, so there were actually two or three qualifying races every day, and then there was actually a challenge race where they did, I think it was three or four laps around the track, and the winner got $5,000.
Oh, so that's pretty interesting.
I think in total they probably had nine races in total.
Wow.
I could be wrong. It could have been seven.
So that was an all-day thing, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And then there were super bikes there as well. Super bikes are really cool. Yeah. I couldn't see them, but all I could was around the track, right?
Yeah, right. Did you hear that? Yeah. Did you see that? What? how big is that track? How many miles is that?
4 miles.
4 miles. Damn, they covered that in no time, man.
Yeah, actually, and it's kind of crazy. So Wyman, day one, set a track record. He one of his laps was under 2 minutes and 18 seconds, like 2:17 something.
Damn.
So yeah, imagine that, right? Wow. I don't know the math on that. I don't know how fast he was going, but that seems really, really damn fast.
Damn, 2 minutes
and plus.
2 minutes and 4 miles? Yeah. That's pretty damn good. Holy crap. Now, as far as it goes for the placing again, getting that down to the Indian Harley-Davidson rivalry thing going on there, with the top five, but would you say it was like evenly distributed between Harley and Indian? You're shaking your head. No.
I would say day one, Harley was in the top. It was out of the top six places, Harley was five.
Right, and then day two was a different story.
Yeah, day two, I had the results pulled up. I don't have them. Wait a minute. I probably can pull them up here real quick.
Sure.
I want to say Harley came in. Let's see. Pull it up here. Holy smokes, I got a lot of files.
And this dead air is brought to you by...
there is a funny story I'll tell you guys, or tell you after. Okay, here we go. Day two. Results are, let's see, Indian first, Harley second and third, Indian fourth, Harley fifth, Indian sixth, Saddleman, which I think that's probably Harley as well, Harley. Yeah,
I just
out of the top 11,
yeah.
Harley came in, Harley was the out of the 11 Harley was
well
eight,
are there
spots.
Are there more Harley teams than there are Indian teams?
Yes.
Okay, well yeah, that's okay, that's gonna skew things anyway right off the top. Now the big question, and I brought this up when I spoke with Kyle Wyman. I had him on the show some time ago, but when I talked to him about it, I mentioned this to him, and I understand that there is the reason why they don't do this is because they wanted to make it all American. But should other makes be allowed to participate in Moto America events?
No.
Really?
I don't think so, because I mean, realistically, who else is going to be in it? Who else? Because you have to make a quality bagger, right?
Yeah.
Well, in order to compete.
Well, pretty much every motorcycle company out there has a bagger.
See, I said quality bagger.
Well, I mean, now
here's the one company that probably would, if they lit a man, would probably take everything is Honda.
Or, well, you also have BMW. They make a very nice bagger. But is that more of a luxury bagger, or is that actually, I don't know. How do you classify that? I mean, but like I said, because every company has a bagger of sorts. And yes, they're not of the same quality as Indian or Harley Davidson. I get that. But they're baggers nonetheless. See now,
yeah, I guess they are.
Well, when I talked to Kyle about this, I mentioned that, and he thought it would be a great idea because he thinks it would spruce things up a little bit more and make the races a little more exciting, you know. Because I have to ask this question: is the Moto America races more about brand, or is it more about teams?
I think it's kind of a combination of both.
Yeah.
Probably more so brand. Because what you're getting at the races, right, is you're getting it. It's you're either a Harley person or an Indian person.
Yeah.
And you like literally everybody who walked around the races either had a Harley shirt or an India shirt or supported some kind of American, or like I was wearing my V2 and Blog shirt. But there you didn't see a lot of, hey, I got a Yamaha shirt, Team Yamaha, or you didn't see that. If you saw a shirt that was branded, it was Harley or India.
So now, well, what do you think would be the pros and cons of allowing other brands to participate in these races?
You know, I just don't think you'd get the. I think the con would be you wouldn't get the heavy American audience watching the races as much. Let's look at American Flat Track, right?
Yeah.
I think part of the reason American Flat Track is not as popular is because it's multiple brands: Indian Harley. It's Yamaha, it's Kawasaki,
KTM is in there.
It's Honda, KTM.
Yeah.
And they just weren't, I went to those races. They were cool, but they just weren't as popular. Hmm. Like you hear people yelling and screaming. It's those, the two brands, the two American brands have a true cult following.
Yeah.
BMW might be the only other one that I would say would qualify for having a cult following. And that would be cool, but I've seen their bagger. I haven't ridden it, but that sideways R17 or whatever it's called, the boxer engine, it probably is not weighted right to do a track like that, to do road racing.
Do you think that secretly they've tried it?
I bet they have.
Yeah. Now this is what we are going to do. We're going to take a new bagger here, and we are going to take it to the Nuremberg track, and we are going to try it and see how it goes.
That's probably how it went. That's probably exactly how it went.
Yeah. And then it probably went, all right, so here's the thing. We're not going to do this.
Couldn't keep it up. You know, it kept tipping over because the engine was too heavy on one side.
You know, well, when I look at BMWs and even the Moto Guzzi, when I look at them with their big jugs sticking out the side, I'm going like, yeah, there's just something about that. I've never ridden either one of them, right? But the BMW just doesn't, where do you put your feet?
You're
locked in that position. Now, some people say, well, I just put my legs up on the jugs. I'm like, yeah, well, how comfortable can that be for a while? You know, you're not using highway. You can't use highway pegs that I know of. I mean, I don't know.
Not that I've seen. Yeah.
No.
I've seen, you know, they do have the crash bars on them, but or highway bars on them. But I don't.
Now, as far as goes for
just doesn't look comfortable.
Getting back to the races, have you looked at their schedule and seen where they're going to be racing next?
I don't know where they're going to be racing next, but I do know they're going to New Jersey.
Oh, to the Moto.
I don't know if they've been to Atlanta yet.
No.
And they're going to, and they go to Texas. They are not. They've been in Sturgis before. They are not going to Sturgis this year. They've also been in Minnesota. We have a track up northern Minnesota, and they're not going there. So,
So they did so far this year. They've done Daytona. They've done a race there. They did Barber April 4th to the 6th. I didn't even know the Moto America did their race there. Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta, May 2nd to the 4th. So that's where they are right now. But they raced up by you now, you said. Where was that track?
That was sort of by me. That was the one in Plymouth, Minnesota, Road America.
Okay, Road America. That's where they were. Okay. All right, fine. All right, wow.
And by me, it was 350 miles.
Okay, that's just a short little hop, right?
Yeah.
Did you ride your motorcycle there, or did you drive?
I rode the bike there.
Oh, yeah. And you said your nephew went with you. That was his...
So, no, my nephew didn't go with me. Oh, he did. My buddy, actually, Riding Fish, went with me.
All right.
So we rode up there. We actually split off about 100 miles outside of Milwaukee because we had two separate hotels. But yeah, we had it was a great ride.
That's a nice track.
Wow. It is.
Now, did they have like a grandstand for you to sit in, or did you just go wherever?
You could sit in the grandstand. You could go wherever. Probably the coolest thing, and I got a funny little story about this. The coolest thing was actually between there was a point between the races.
Yeah.
Where they allowed you to take your bike on the track.
No way. Really?
And you could go around the track. Yeah.
All right.
So I did not.
Oh. Larry, come on.
Here's why. This is, and I'm writing up an article about, I'm writing up a post about this, but I did not, I left this part of the story out. So the morning of the race, we were meeting up at a dealership in Milwaukee. It's called, Indian Motorcycle of North Milwaukee or Metro Milwaukee. I can't remember the exact name, but if you look either one of those up, you'll find it.
Okay.
But we were meeting up there. That dealership from where my hotel was about an hour and a half away.
All right.
So 90 or 100 miles. So I had to ride 90, 100 miles to the dealership.
Wow.
Then we did a ride from the dealership to the racetrack, which is another close to 100 miles.
Oh, man.
So by the time we got to the racetrack, and I didn't fuel up before we left the dealership.
Right.
By the time we got to the racetrack, we got about 5 miles from the track, and my fuel light came on. Like, oh, yeah, I'll be fine. And then we had to sit in traffic, wait. My fuel light went from low or almost empty to low, and it started flashing at me. So I was able to get to the track, park the bike, and then I found out about riding around the track. And I'm like, oh, that would be sweet. Except I don't have enough gas. I don't think I'm going to make it 4 miles.
Dude, that would have been awesome if you got on the track and ran out of gas, man. That would have been awesome.
So, Ted, here's what went through my head, right? I'm like, I should try it. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm wearing this V-Twin Blog t-shirt on a bike that has a license plate that says Indian Larry. If I run out of gas on the track and have to push a bagger, I might as well just start riding unicycles and change my website, right? Because it's going to be embarrassing.
You would never live that down.
Never.
Never. Never. Hey, yeah, V-Twin Blog, that's the guy that ran out of gas on the track.
Yes.
Oh, man. So now, did you get a chance to go walk through the pits and all that?
Yeah.
That must have been cool. Yeah.
The pits met O'Hara's team.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see. There's a team from a shop called Mad Monkey. I got to meet them. I'm trying to think. There were a couple other teams we got to meet. We got to see some of the. There's a whole sport bike or super bike division that's just women. I got to meet some of them. Mm-hmm. Some of the women that were riding. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Wow. And that's on that big straightaway in the very front, right? Is that where the grandstand is? I'm looking at the pictures right now.
The grandstand is on at least the one I saw. The one I was sitting at was on turn 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Turn 5. It's right in that corner there.
With the
trees behind it. Oh, I see. Okay. Wow. Damn. That must have been so freaking cool. Now, let me ask you, was it expensive to get in there?
So. I don't know, because part of the ride from the dealership, they actually part of the entrance or part of that event was they paid for you to get into the deal to the race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I paid like $80 to do this ride. I got food. We got breakfast. We got lunch, and we got tickets to the race.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So I don't know how much it was, but I think it was worth it. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I guess they did they have all kinds of Eric drinks there, beverages?
They did, but Eric was I was trying to be cool because I didn't know, you know, running out of gas and all that nonsense. No, I didn't know. Eric would have done something stupid.
Wow.
Try to siphon gas out of somebody's bike.
Wow. Did they have big screens up there so you could see all the turns where everybody was? Really?
They sure did, yeah. Damn. Yeah. Yeah, I will say this, Ted. I would recommend it. Anybody who is into any kind of – literally, you don't even have to be in a motorcycle race. Just be in the motorcycles. Check it out once. It's super cool.
Was it loud?
Not crazy loud, no. Because you're far enough away, like the barriers are far enough away from the racers where it's only loud when they come around your turn.
Yeah.
Or around your area.
Right.
But yeah, you could talk to people, you know, you could fully have conversations. There was a band that was playing.
Really?
In the infield. Yeah, it was food concession stands all over the place, vendors all over the place. The one that pops to my head was Insta360 was there.
Really?
Selling product. Yeah.
Damn. Wow. So you had the opportunity to spend money and spend money.
Yes.
Yes. And get fed. I assume they had food available all over the place.
Oh, the food was fantastic. Really? Especially the free lunch that they provided, or the included lunch they provided from Indian.
Wow.
It was fantastic. It was amazing. Yeah.
Damn. Were any dealers there? Well, when I say dealers, I mean manufacturers there showing off their bikes.
Yeah, there were. I'm trying to think. So Harley was there. Indian was there. Yamaha was there. All with demo rides.
Right. Wow. So you're allowed to show up and show off your goods, but you're not allowed to race.
Yes. Okay. Well, no, Yamaha raced. Yamaha raced, but they raced in the sport superbike.
Oh, category. Superbike category. Okay, well, that's different. That's okay.
Yeah.
Getting on to more races after the one you went, June 27th to the 29th, they got Ridge Motorsports Park, which happens up in near Mount Rainier in Mount St. Helens, Olympic National Forest up there. Then they have the WeatherTech Raceway at Laguna Seca, July 11th to 13th. I hear that's an awesome track.
Yes.
Isn't that the track that has the big swooping downhill left-right curve thing?
I think so. I know it's the legendary track.
Yeah, I thought that was the one. And then Virginia International Speedway between August 1st and 3rd. That's a race going on there. That's actually probably not too far away from me. Where does that happen? Doesn't say. Virginia International Multisport Course. Look at this. It's located at the Virginia North Carolina border. So it's like 3 hours for me.
Oh, Ted, you got to do it, man.
I may have to go. When's this again? July, August 1st to the 3rd. Well, since I'm not going someplace, I just may have to. And then you got a Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course. I didn't know they raced at Mid-Ohio.
Yeah. Some guys we met, they're actually podcasters too. They started their own podcast, Throttle and Iron, I think is their podcast.
Wow.
We met them and they're from Ohio and they invited, all of us that were there. They invited us, come on to Ohio. You can stay with us and come see the races.
Wow. Look at that. That's they're having it at the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course, which is the same place that they have the Mid-Ohio. Did I say that right? Mid-Ohio. What's that? The Vintage Festival that they have there at Mid-Ohio? Is that right? Yeah.
The Vintage Festival. Yeah.
I've never been, so I wouldn't know. Circuit of the Americas, September 12th to the 14th. That takes place in Austin, Texas. And then the last one is at the New Jersey Motorsports Park. Down in Millville, near the Millville Airport in southern New Jersey. It's a, 12 corners and a half mile straightaway. So that's a pretty cool park. I've actually been to that park, but not actually seen a race there. I've been to the park. It looks pretty cool. It's pretty neat. But if you have an opportunity to get to one of these races, please do so. And just tell them that Larry sent you, and they might not charge you to get it.
Yeah, that's wrong. Probably charge you double.
Probably double. Didn't know you were going. Hey, what's this crap about? I hear lane splitting is coming to Minnesota.
Yeah. So about a year and a half, or about a year ago, the bill was passed.
Yeah.
for lane splitting here. And basically, kind of to break it down as simply as I can, you can lane split on a road as long as the traffic is going 25 miles per hour or under.
Okay.
So it keeps you from sitting and overheating, getting rear-ended. You can split lanes. You can stay in the. You have to split the lane. You can't be on either shoulder.
All right.
You have to straight up split the lane. You can also do lane filtering, which is when you're stopped at a light, you can actually go up to the front, in the center of the cars. I don't know how quickly I'll do the lane splitting, but the lane filtering, I'm probably going to do day one.
Yeah,
if I get the opportunity.
I can see that. Well, I mean, what are your thoughts on the whole thing? Because in places like California, they get it. Well, like even in Europe and everywhere else in the world, they all get it. They all understand and they're cool with it. They like whatever. Okay, he's just passing. Okay, fine. But here in the United States, it's like we're breaking the rules. You know, it's the mindset is, you know, why is he doing that? He can't do that. Why is he doing that? Or, you know, because there's this me first mentality.
Yes.
You know, and how do you think that's going to go over in Minnesota?
I think it's going to be an adjustment for the first season. Every state can say this, but we have some really crappy drivers.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny for a state where it snows like 4 months out of the year. People don't know how to drive in the rain. It blows my mind. And distracted, you know, I'm worried a little bit about distracted drivers, and you know, they decide to share two lanes, one car, you know. And I said that, I try to say that as nice as possible, share two lanes. But I guess there have been reports already that say it actually, you would think it would increase the amount of road rage. You'd think it would increase the amount of fatalities. It actually doesn't. They stay about the same.
Right.
When you introduce this, but the safety for motorcycles actually goes up.
Of course. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can understand that. Now, you also have a big bagger.
Yes.
Does that concern you at all, doing the filtering or even lane splitting? Because let's face it, your bagger is bigger than your average, you know, run-of-the-mill street bike usually.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do it on the bagger, in all honesty. I think I'll do it on the – I have a second bike.
Yeah.
I'll probably do it on the sportier cafe-style bike.
Yeah.
The bagger, yeah, I'm worried about scraping my bag.
Well, not only that, but taking off a mirror or two, you know? That's
I'm not worried about that. As long as it's not my mirror, you know, hey.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, as far as it goes for pros and cons, well, let's get into that. The pros of it, obviously, it's safety for the motorcyclist. And what else?
Primarily, not just safety, but we both ride air-cooled engines, right?
Yeah.
And those suckers get hot, especially on like a 90-plus degree day and you're sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So being able to split that lane will be amazing because
keep
at
moving.
Least you got to get a little airflow.
Absolutely, just to keep moving. The cons of it, my concern is the lack of acceptance of the policy among fellow drivers. That's my concern.
So I have read, and I haven't seen this more than a couple times, but there are extremely heavy fines. Really? If you do not allow if you impede the way of a motorcycle, either on purpose or by accident. And I want to say those fines are in excess of $1,500.
Really?
Yeah. So hopefully that will discourage people from impeding the way, and hopefully a nice set of boots with some with some reinforced toe and heel will also get people to not block your way.
Yeah, I hope. I think the idea of getting to the front of the line at a traffic light is good. Except when you come up to the individual who doesn't like that you're trying to get in front of them and they want to race you out of the gate once that light turns green, which I fear may happen more often than not. But what do you expect?
I expect people to be real jerks the first 3 months. I'm just be honest, man. They're gonna be jerks, assholes, dickheads, whatever name you want to use, right? Minnesota. I was just reading an article that I'm concerned because I haven't seen a huge campaign about this.
Yeah.
But apparently, and I can't figure this part out, they are waiting until the last few weeks to start their huge advertising campaign. But I thought I saw that they had like $20 million to advertise.
Now, where did it go?
Seems like you could find a way to use that $20 million over the last 3 months, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So you have seen no promotion for this at all.
Barely any. We have these, I don't know if you have them in North Carolina, but we have these like overhead, these over freeway signs that are digital that they can put whatever they want, like whatever message they want, right?
Right, yeah.
Haven't seen a damn thing.
No kidding. Wow. Look at that. So money's going somewhere, and it's not to the promotion of this act that's happening. So that's going to happen July 1st that goes into effect, right?
Yeah, July 1st.
July 1st. So... Bill, you be careful out there, Larry.
Yes. I'll do my best.
You're going to get one of those get back whips? And just
No. I carry a blackjack in my pocket or something.
What are you drinking?
Crown Royal Blackberry and Lemonade.
Crown Royal and Blackberry Crown Royal and Lemonade?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty tasty.
I would guess so, because you're sipping it very gingerly. So there's this event that happens in August every year.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's my birthday.
Yes, that's right. It's the birthday. Now, listen, it's also the 85th event
for
Sturgis this year. Now, they're expecting a crowd this year.
Yeah. Usually the years that it's like
five,
you know,
zero,
it ends
five,
at a zero or a five.
Yeah,
the crowds are huge.
Wow. So they're expecting a big crowd this year.
I want to say I didn't go to the 80th because that was COVID.
Right.
But for the 75th, it was, I want to say 1.2 million or 1.6 million people.
What?
That showed up in Sturgis, yeah.
Really?
So you've been to Sturgis, right?
Twice.
Yeah. In fact, I know you have because we were hanging out last year.
Yeah, we were hanging out, yeah.
And
not enough, by the way.
I know, right?
What
you only
hell?
Got to see, I think, a little bit of Eric.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that one night.
Oh, with the beard. The beard.
the beard. I had completely erased that from my memory until you said that. I was like, damn it.
Yeah, the lady with the beard.
Yeah, yeah,
she was proud of it. She had it braided too.
Man. Yeah. Oh, wow.
She was not attractive.
And then, of course, we had the Leaning Tower of Pisa. The gentleman.
Oh,
yeah. The dude that we were waiting for him to fall over, and he never did. That's a
bummer. Yeah. And oh, Sturgis. I love Sturgis.
I know. We were just taking bets. This guy's going to fall over backwards or sideways or frontwards. We're not sure. You know, but are you going this year?
Yes. Yeah. This change of plans a little bit. I am going, but we're staying in a hotel.
What?
Yeah. Okay. So here's the deal. This is a tip to all your listeners, right? When you go to Sturgis for, you know, you've been going for year after year for, you know, 10 plus years or whatever, you have a routine. Mm-hmm. And then when people come to you and say, hey, you should break your routine and let's all get a house together. Now, these are people who have never gone to Sturgis. Let's all get a house together and we'll just share it and you can break, you know, you don't have to stay at your wonderful campsite that you stay at. They say that in December.
Yeah.
Don't trust those people. Because they're going to fall off on you, right?
Is that what you did?
Man.
Oh.
I got, as I used to say back in the day, I got played like Boo Boo the Fool.
No. Oh,
man. So our buddy Rick at the Iron Horse Campground called me. He's Larry,
you
staying?
Is that the same Rick that I met?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
He's like, Larry, you come in this year? I go, you know, Rick, I don't think I am. We were going to get a house. He goes, okay. And this was like in November he called.
Right.
And he's like, we're getting booked up quick because it's the 85th. But I held off, didn't take the cabin. People started backing out left and right, so I wound up having to get a hotel room in Rapid City.
Okay. All right. Well, it's not too bad. Where are you staying in Rapid City? What hotel? Not that I'm going to go and knock on your door or recommend people go there, but I know there's a couple hotels in Rapid City you don't want to stay at.
Yeah. So it's actually a Wyndham property. It's a Mark
okay,
Hotel.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Oh, is so, that? Hey. Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
No. I was going to say, is that the same one that I met you at?
No, that was the Baymont in Sturgis.
All right. Okay. That's right. Yes. That's right. Okay. You're right.
I will be staying at the Microtel in Sturgis. Right. If you guys, and I truly mean this, if anybody that's listening wants to meet up with me, just leave a comment in Ted's in the podcast where you Apple Podcast.
Or they can just leave a message on Facebook or whatever, or send me an email.
Yes, I will. I will definitely. I love riding. I love talking motorcycles. I am truly a one leg at a time pants guy. We'll go ride.
Lots of Eric's there.
I am.
Then it's no pants.
And you might get to meet Eric. You might get to meet Eric.
Now you go. Are you going for the entire 10 days?
Yep. Oh, I think we're going for 7.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, Saturday to Saturday.
Oh, there you go. All right. Cool. Wow. Yeah. Any plans while you're there?
So far, nothing. But and please don't take this as I'm trying to sound, like big time or anything like that. But typically what happens is like a couple weeks beforehand, some vendors will reach out and they're like, hey, do you want to show up here? Can you show up at my dealership? And say hi or promote it. And so I'll probably wind up doing some of that.
Okay, well, there you go. Good. Excellent. All right. What are you looking forward to this year?
Oh man, actually just the break and the ride.
Let me ask you this. Are you going to ride out there again like you did last year? You are. Okay.
Yep, I'm going to ride out and hopefully I don't get heat stroke.
And is Holly
like
going
I damn near did last year? She is going with. Yeah.
Is she riding or she driving?
Going up.
Riding or
she's driving.
Okay.
She's going to drive. cuz she I've told you the story before, but the last time she rode out with me, we on our way back home, it was like 40 something degrees and it started to rain. And we didn't have comms or helmets, right? And all I could hear was her cussing me out. Like I could hear her over the road, over the rain, and through my helmet. I could hear her just cussing me out. I'm like, okay, yeah. She's like, she said all kinds of words that I cannot repeat even on this podcast. So yeah, she stays in the car.
Man. I tell you what, it's like I've been to Sturgis twice and I've experienced it two different ways. I the first year I got the Airbnb and I rode to Sturgis. I got the Airbnb and I just went back and forth between where everything was happening and Rapid City. So I spent a lot of time on the highway. Then of course last year I trailered and I camped for the week.
Yeah.
And so I've got to experience it both ways. And I can honestly say maybe the best way would be to trailer and stay at an Airbnb or have the freaking RV and just do it that way and you're good. That's the way I wish I could do it. Just really have the RV, the toy hauler. You have the toy hauler and you don't like to use it.
I don't have the toy hauler anymore.
You sold it.
Yes. Oh, man. Ted, you don't know how happy I am. I sold that thing, man.
Really? Seriously?
Man, we almost gave that thing away.
Oh,
and it was in great shape. It truly was. But yeah, it's so much work. I think like you're retired. It's probably more fun when you're retired or when you have very young kids.
Right.
Otherwise, it's just a pain in the ass. It really is.
And why is that?
It's a lot of work. You imagine having a whole separate property that you're so whole separate house that you own that breaks all the time because it's going down the road at 70 miles an hour.
It breaks all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
What could possibly break on it?
So like the siding would come
what?
Like if it rained really heavy, the siding was starting to bubble, so it would get wet.
What? Really?
Yeah, that, you know, let's see. When we the flooring, if it's vinyl flooring, it'll start to split because of heat and cold and
sure,
heat and cold,
yeah,
it'll contract.
Yeah.
It'll the roof will leak because, you know, you're parked under a tree or you're in a hailstorm or whatever. It's just a lot of work, man. I just stopped wanting to do it. And so I think for the last 3 years we had it, we didn't use it.
No kidding. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
how big was that? And, that was a toy hauler. Like
It was like a 30-foot toy hauler.
Holy crap. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. It had, you could put two bikes. It had, you could put two bikes in it. It could sleep eight. It had a kitchen, a bathroom and a shower, and a separate bedroom.
Damn, dude.
I had two TVs in the thing. Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow. But you were able to sell it.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah, I was so happy.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I won't be going this year. I mean, I was actually invited by the guys that run the Buffalo Chip. They were going to give,
nice.
They were going to give me free camping. But it was free tent camping. And I said, well, I tell you what, if I could bring my truck, because I camped in my trunk last year, if I could do that and with my truck, can I just, so we'll have to look into that, see if that's something we can do for you. And they haven't gotten back to me just yet. But, I don't believe I'll be going. It's in a way, I kind of wish I was going, because I feel like, although I've been there twice, I still haven't done everything. I still haven't seen everything, and I think that's what I'm missing. You know.
So, I can tell you that is a good go with that feeling. You truly have not, and no offense or anything. Like I've been going. This will be my it's like 17th maybe.
Really?
17th year.
Wow.
Yeah, and I still haven't seen everything. There's still stuff like I found last year.
Really.
I found a road last year where I could do triple digits on. And
but you know, it's like for example, you went and saw Sugar Bear, right? Last year.
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
I wanted to meet Sugar Bear. And I'm like, it was up. I went that road that went up past the Full Throttle. I went all I did the big square is what I did.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, and I said, Larry told me he's up here somewhere. Like, I'd be damned if I could find anything that even remotely resembled someplace where Sugar Bear would have been. So, but I would have loved to have done that. I never made it to Crazy Horse. I never made it to the Black Hills. I never rode through the Black Hills. So, there's some things I didn't get to do, and there were some places in Wyoming that I wanted to hit also.
Yep, Devil's Tower. Did you?
I did do Devil's Tower the first year, but last year, but still, I really would love to ride. What's that parkway that everybody raves about that I haven't had a good experience on yet?
Oh, Spearfish Canyon?
No, Spearfish Canyon. Canyon. I actually enjoyed. I really liked that. I did Iron Horse Road last year. Needles Highway. Okay.
Needles Highway. Yeah.
I would like to do Needles Highway and not in a traffic jam.
So this would not be the year to go to do that. Because everybody will be there.
Well, either that or you got to do it at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That, yes.
Yeah, because every time that I've gone twice so far, it was bumper to bumper traffic from beginning to end. Every time. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I'm not having fun here. So, but there is a lot of things in and around the Sturgis area that I really would love to see again. You know, like, for example, last year, I discovered for the very first time Hill City. Have you been to Hill City?
Hill City is awesome.
And I was like, where the hell has this place been? You know, it's like I discovered that. That was really cool. And again, I have not had the opportunity to really enjoy Deadwood.
Deadwood is really cool, too. It's amazingly cool.
It's a really cool town. And Spearfish, I got the ride through Spearfish, was the biggest disappointment because I couldn't see anything about Spearfish that said, you got to come here. You know, all I know is that it's the opening to Spearfish Canyon Road. That's it.
Yeah, Spearfish. The city is not. There's much of a touristy place.
Yeah.
But the canyon is amazing.
Yeah, that was real. Yeah. That was a great because that's where Bridal Veil Falls is there.
Yes.
Yep. And there was just some really cool stuff going on down that road. I really enjoyed that. But unfortunately, I don't think I'll be going this year. I'm kind of disappointed in a way.
So you did mention that you I know last year for sure you camped with your truck.
Yes, I did.
I know you can do that with at Buffalo Chip.
Yeah,
because I've actually done it before. Yeah,
right. And the thing is, it's just a matter of, are they going to comp me on that, or is it going to be okay instead of you paying $650,000 to do it? We're only going to charge you $500,000 to do it. So I don't know, and I haven't heard from Cody yet. He's supposed to get back to me soon about that. So we're going to find, I'm going to have him on the show here soon. We'll find out.
But
if the thing is, and I got a new trailer.
Oh,
I got a box trailer that I can, I can put the bike in. And I'm thinking, with a little bit of work, I can turn this little box trailer into a little camper. I could do that, but I don't know. You're going to be staying in a hotel and I'm going to be very jealous.
Well, I'll also be staying like 45 miles away from the action.
But you know what? Let me tell you something. The first year I went, I stayed at this Airbnb down in Rapid City. And one of the things that I really super appreciated is at the end of every day when I got back there, I had a really nice hot shower. It was dry. It was quiet. And I had fantastic internet and I had power to charge all my shit. Right?
Now, I know where you're going with this.
What did I not have when I camped last year? Let's see. I had an okay shower. It wasn't necessarily dry all the time, and it was freaking balls hot. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it was.
I had no air conditioning like I had at the Airbnb. I had zero internet, and I had no power to charge any of my stuff. That kind of soured me on the whole thing. But
you had the experience of the greatest band to ever play at the Iron Horse Campground, right?
Oh, my God.
By the way, the only band to ever play at the Iron Horse Campground.
Oh, man, I tell you what, if I heard Chris Stapleton one more time, I was going to throw up.
Yeah, they were pretty rough.
Oh, my God.
But the entertainment there, man, the entertainment value of that campsite is amazing.
I'll give it that. The entertainment value is up there. And if you are the kind of person who loves to people watch and loves to make fun of people, because that's what you do. I mean, we're our motorcyclists and we are that kind of a crowd, and that's the kind of thing we do, then you are gonna have a damn good time.
And I will say this, I'll give the campsite a plug. The beer is not expensive. It's like $3 for a can, which sounds expensive in some situations.
Yeah.
But when you go downtown to Sturgis and you're paying like $12 for that same can, the beer is
not expensive. That blows me away. It's funny because I've been doing some research for a new book I'm writing, and it's about my first trip to the rally. So,
okay.
But I was doing some research, and the amount of beer that is consumed at that rally is astounding. I didn't think there was that much beer in the world, but astounding amount of alcohol, beer especially, is purchased during that rally. It's amazing.
So probably the best Eric story I have is, I think it was the first year you were out there. So this kind of starts out kind of sad. My dog passed away while we were at the rally. We had it with a sitter, and it was also my birthday, which was like double whammy.
Oh, damn.
And so we went out that night, and it was Saturday night. And Saturday at One Eye Jack's, you can buy a wristband, because it's the last Saturday of the rally. You buy a wristband and you can drink all you want for like $35 or $40.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, Eric was out, baby. Eric was dancing on the bar. Eric was singing with the bartenders. Eric might have even put on his own karaoke show, man. Eric got him to play hip hop. They don't play hip hop. Eric got him to play hip hop, and he was doing, yeah, it was, yeah. So I can believe you when you say that. Wow. It's so, you can't believe how much beer, because there was, yeah, probably one night where Eric drank half that beer. And for those who don't know, Eric is my drunken alter ego. He's the guy that gets in trouble and Larry stays, you know, free and clear. But Eric usually gets in trouble. In fact, Eric does not know how Eric got home. But I know I did not ride my bike to the bar.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I got back to the cabin. I truly do not know. But I came to the next morning at the cabin.
Wow. Oh, yeah, man.
Have you heard who's performing at the Buffalo Chip this year, the concerts? Have you heard?
Yeah, actually, it's the one thing I haven't posted yet, but yeah, I have heard. I know ZZ Top.
Yep.
Hinder is one.
We'll go through the list. We got Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Yep.
I mean, Nickelback. Yeah, sweet.
Jason Aldean. Five Finger Death Punch. Marilyn Manson. Of course, ZZ Top. Stone Temple Pilots. The Gene Simmons Band. Hinder,
okay.
Josh Ross, I don't know who that is, and Citizen Soldier, I don't know who that is either. And that's at the Buffalo Chip. Now, if you go up to the Full Throttle Saloon, which, by the way, I had the chance to visit the Full Throttle Saloon for the first time last year. That place is freaking badass.
It is
badass. And I happen to see a video that they're... Have you been there, right? Now, they got those bridges on either side.
Yeah,
they're expanding those bridges. They're working on it right now. They're making the bridges bigger, and they're putting platforms down so that people can go up there and watch the concerts or dine or whatever. But they're actually expanding that. But that place is badass. And I had thought, shit, you know, if I ever come back here again, I would want to stay here at this place because it looks cool as hell. But there's just like at the Iron Horse Campground, the one thing that the Full Throttle lacks is any type of shade whatsoever.
There is not a tree to be found there.
Not a tree to be found. And man, oh man, if you're on one of the if this year here is like last year, and we got those 106 degree days, wow.
Yeah. You're gonna be like, it's gonna be like sitting in an air fryer.
Oh my god.
I think I've stayed there twice, but I stayed there when it was Broken Spoke.
Yes.
And it was pretty awesome then too. But yeah. And do they still have the pool? Do you remember?
They do have the pool. It's at the back somewhere. It's behind where the stage area is. No. It's off. Let me see. Do you know, well, there's like this, if you're looking at where the stage is, off to the left, there's like a row of little, like, Western kind of buildings. Behind that, on the, I guess you want to call it the north side? Is that the north or west side? No, it's on the west side of the property. That's where the pool is.
Okay. Because I think Eric was at that pool. Pretty sure Eric was at that pool.
Yeah. Because those grounds there, isn't that part of Pappy Hoyle Campground across the street? Is that, it's all part of the same thing? Yeah.
It's, well, across the parking lot. Across the street is the Drag Pipe Saloon.
Drag Pipe
Campground and Saloon.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
Right. And I will say, if anybody also is going to Sturgis and they decide to stay at Full Throttle or go to Full Throttle and don't want to pay I think they charge $8 for a beer, or across the street to the Drag Pipe. Really? It's like $2.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, at the Full Throttle, for entertainment, they're going to have... Now, they always have bands in the main building. There's always a band playing in the main building. Always.
Yep.
And they're really good, too.
Yeah, they usually are.
Oh, man. Really good stuff. And then, but at the main stage, they got Jackal one night. The next night is Tesla. And then the final night is Disturbed. So if you're into metal, Yes, it's your place to be. Oh my God, it's like if I was definitely going, I would be there for the Disturbed that night. I'm a big Disturbed fan.
So. I've actually seen Disturbed live. Man, yeah. Actually at Buffalo Chip.
Really? No kidding.
They were awesome. Oh. It was weird, man. It was like Disturbed, Bob Dylan, ZZ Top, and oh man, I can't remember if it was Average White Band or War. But it was like that was the lineup for like over 2 days. I'm like, this is actually pretty good. And I'm not huge into metal or anything like that, but like Disturbed, you know, that's great workout music.
Oh yeah,
workout. But yeah, they're just music. If it's good music, it's good music, right? It doesn't matter what the genre is.
Yeah, exactly. But that's who's going on. But yeah, I think we covered the full gamut here. I do want to just briefly mention the sponsors of the show. We got the Scorpion Helmets, offering high quality, innovative motorcycle helmets and technical apparel at an incredible value. So to learn more, get on over to Scorpion USA. And Larry, you're chuckling because
I listened to the last show. Are you sure you're gonna doubt you want to keep doing this?
I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, we're gonna find for now. We're gonna keep it going. Okay. And see what happens. And Wild Ass Seats, you can improve your comfort and ability to stay in the saddle longer with a cushion from Wild Ass Seats. So if you're tired of those painful pressure points and fatigue, get on over to wild-ass.com and get your cushion from the real Craig Johnson. Tell him the Motorcycle Men podcast sent you. It's funny because Tim was telling me the other day that he saw on this show called something, but it's a police show. One Call Police, whatever crap like this. And the guy they stopped on a motorcycle, he had a Wild Ass Seat cushion on.
Hey, man, it's free publicity.
It's publicity. Hey, any publicity is good publicity, right? That's what they say, right?
No.
No.
If you're wearing your V-twin block t-shirt, you run out of gas on a racetrack. It's not good publicity.
That's not good publicity, no. And Tobacco Motorwear, for the best in casual riding gear for men and women, there's only one place you should be going, and that's Dave's Pants. At Tobacco Motorwear. Now visit them at tobaccomotorwear.com. That's tobaccomotorwear.com, and get yourself a pair of jeans or get yourself a California riding shirt. Our listeners get 10% off from your order when you use the code MOTOMAN. And your safety is worth it. So get yourself something to wear there from Dave. You can also go on to the Motorcycle Men website and order your stuff there and get your 10% off. So don't forget to do that. Hey, we're supporting David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation, helping families dealing with the effects of cancer and that it has on their lives. So go to davidsdreamandbelieve.org to donate. And, of course, the Gold Star Ride. Have you heard of the Gold Star Ride?
I have on your show.
Aside from that, no. If you'd like to be part of a great cause and get some heartfelt miles in, get on over to goldstarride.org and learn how you can participate in the next Gold Star Ride. Yeah, we're trying to get Tony on one of the morning shows or something like that to promote the Gold Star Ride Foundation. And that's tough going. It's tough going, you know, trying to do that. But, hey,
yeah,
hopefully it'll work out. But anyway. So, Larry, anything else you want to add before we cut this short?
I'm trying to think. I think there were a couple of stories I thought about telling you. But, oh, I do have one story.
Yeah,
please tell.
Yeah.
This is kind of funny. So, I have been riding my current motorcycle, my Indian, I got it in 2009 or 2019. So I've been riding for 6 years now.
Right. Okay.
And one day I'm riding home and it dawns on me the name of my motorcycle, like the name of the engine.
Right.
And I go, and it's actually the name the manufacturer, Indian Motorcycles, gave it. And I just start, I'm in my helmet, I'm just laughing and cracking up, right? Because I'm like, this is, I can't believe I didn't put the two together. So I come home, walk in the door, and I'm still laughing. And my wife goes, "What's so funny?" And I go, "I got a thunderstroke." And she's like, "What?" I go, "Yeah, yeah." I said, "You want to go for a ride? Ride my thunderstroke?" She just looks at me like, "You're an idiot. You are an idiot." And it just—I don't know why it took me 6 years to realize that my engine is—it's literally called the Thunderstroke 111.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm like,
it's so funny because I knew that, but I never. Okay, well, whatever. Never dawned on me. Okay, but that. Yeah. See, now, so, yeah, I would have been chuckling. Okay. Yeah. I get it. I totally get it. Thunder.
So yeah, so that's what I want to leave everybody with. If you if you want to ride a Thunderstroke,
Thunderstroke. There's definitely a logo there somewhere.
Yes.
You need
yes.
a logo for that Thunderstroke.
Clarence, I think it was it Clarence Carter, Strokin'. That song from way back.
I don't recall that at all.
Well, that's stuck in my head now.
All right, it's stuck in your head.
Okay. Anyway,
well, that's all right. Yeah. Well, Larry, thanks for joining me here on the podcast and talking about cool stuff.
No problem. No problem. Awesome. Hopefully, you can have me on more, man. I love doing this.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a lot of fun, and we'll definitely do this some more. Any closing words before we depart?
Man, just check out the vtwinblog.com. I'm actually cutting back. I've been slowing down on my content, but I've been trying to create more quality content. Not just press releases, but actual words from my own fingers. So yeah, I'm trying to tell more of my stories about writing. In fact, by the time people listen to this podcast, there will be a new post about what we talked about with the going to Road America this weekend.
Excellent.
Or this past weekend.
Awesome. All right, Larry. All right, boys and girls, thank you very much for listening to this. This was episode 430 of the Motorcycle Men Podcast. And I am Ted, your host, and we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. And remember, boys and girls, we say stupid crap so you don't have to. Good night, kids. And we're done.
All right.